Alas, so did other less welcome guests.
Ah, I do love a nice, definitely not going to collapse bridge opening.
Mr. Benevolent, Pippa.
That sound, it stirs a memory.
Of us?
A tapping foot, a creaking gate, a baby crying, and then no! Look out! Oh, death! Cruel and merciless death!
Perhaps a happy childhood memory.
I must go and lie down, if I can remember how. Ow! I can't.
She still remembers nothing? Lucky her, or she'd remember being married to you.
What is that strange squeaking?
It is my evil leather suit.
His foxy new image. He dressed so scruffily before he met me.
It smells unbearably leathery and looks incredibly tight.
Well, if someone didn't keep eating...
Yes, yes, if someone didn't keep baking evil scones and naughty pies.
Now it's so tight, his thighs chafe. He gets nappy rash.
Well, Pip, then, time to open the bridge I built in order to forget about Pippa and Mr. Benevolent.
Ah! It is Pippa and Mr. Benevolent!
Hello, Harry.
Hello, Pippa. Are you well?
No, I am evil. Today, I placed less postage on a letter than the weight demanded. And killed a bishop.
That does pretty much cover both ends of the evil spectrum.
Tell me, Biscuit, how will your bridge fail?
It will not, for it is built using a new metal invented by science and my head.
What metal?
Parium. It is a fruit-based metal, like plumstone or strawberrium. And the parium girders are held together by highly trained swans. Well, trained swans. Well, swans. It is very hard to train them.
Here comes the train. I'm going to move closer to get a really good view of the collapse of thumb.
Ooh, ow.
The train approached, pulling carriages full of lovely old ladies, sad puppies, ill horses, and optimistic orphans.
It is crossing the bridge.
Snack, anyone?
Oh, please. Mm.
Ah! Oh, what is this?
Just a bag of Dr. Avian Gastronome's luxury swan food for swans.
The swans, binding the bridge together, raced hungrily towards Mr. Benevolent, and the entire structure collapsed into a heap of fruity metal.
The train has plunged into the sea.
I shall launch my fleet of bread-based rescue vessels.
No! No, they've gone soggy and sunk!
Oh, I knew I should have made them from blotting paper.
Sorry about the bridge, Harry.
Oh, well.
Not!
Good one. Laters.
Oh, my poor thigh.
In time, the fruit metal girders dissolved in the waters and became the basis of a popular Scottish soft drink. But in the short term, we were assailed by public outrage.
You rubbish bridge-building twitheads!
Oh! Must the outrage come in the form of a brick? Why not in the form of a cake?
Life was becoming intolerable until an unexpected invitation.
Dear Sir Philip Bim, I've long admired your work and would be delighted if you were to visit America to give public readings of your excellent books. Yours sincerely, and with no intention of luring you into a trap, Randolph Grimpunch.
An invitation to America and no trap. How splendid. And how kind of you to come and read the invitation out yourself.
I couldn't find a stamp.
We were to travel on the most advanced passenger ship in the world, the SS Massive Britain. It was enormous, dwarfing everything around it. People, other ships, the Isle of Wight. As we boarded, we met its engineer.
I am Mr. Anything Brunel can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than him.
May I call you, I can do anything better than him?
No, you can't.
The ship was so big, it had its own internal railway.
This is the dining room. All change, please. All change into evening dress.
There we made a most welcome acquaintance.
Sir Philip Bin, my name is Professor Mnemonic Recollection, renowned memory expert.
I can make your wife's lack of memory a memory.
Oh, lovely.